Because the Tosfos explains that what do you mean these 39 for melachos in the Torah? Avraham Chazal says, the harbe melachos yesh to damin ladodi. Even though we have svarud what's called melachos, a lot of melachos look alike. The hevel on the mechshavino kulon kiyachas. Really, we shouldn't have 39. We should have maybe 30. Like a few of them are doing it together, like Borer and Zoraya. And the Maragufa has to cash later. Hainu Zoraya, Hainu Borer, Hainu Meraki. They're all different ways of separating the seeds, the wheat, from a chaff. So it's all different types of Borer. So why do we call three different Malachis? It should be like only one Malacha. Like how do we know to get the number 39 Malachis? There's an afkamina if it's one Malacha, if it's different Malachis, or it's the same Malacha. If it's the same Malacha, if you do both of them, the Hela Mechad, one forgetting, you only have one Chatis. If it has a shame, two different Av Malachis, you do them both together with the same Halomam, you have two Chatois. So how do we know the difference, which is called an Av, what's not called an Av? That's why we need this Lemudim. One says, since it's Daimah to the Mishka, there were 39 Malachis there, so it's Mistavra by Shabbos also, so you have different 39 different Av Malachis. And the other one says, no, that's not enough for now for the Mishkan. Who says by the Mishkan there were 39? Where do you get the number 39 by the Mishkan Gufo? Yeah, but how do you know to make like Borer and Zorah two separate Malachas? Maybe it's the same Malacham. He learns that because in the Torah it says the word Malacha 39 times in the Torah. Why does it say it 39 times for? To teach us that Nageas, Hilchos Shabbos, you have 39 different Ovis Malachas. That's how we know, we'll see later, that Zorah and Borer are not considered one Malacha, but considered two separate Malachas. Now the Gemara clears. Boy Reb Yosef. The Pasuk says by Yosef, Vayovoy Habaisi came into the house, Lasos Malachtoy, to do his Malacha. This is when the Yodim went away, the Shabbat to Potiphar, to there with his wife, to have this nus, he was there alone with her. Is Miminyonahu Eloi, is this word Malachtoy that Yosef went into the house to do his Malachtoy, is this from the 39 Malachas, from 39 times the Torah says the word Malacha or not? Let's take out a Sefer Torah and let's read and see how many times the Torah says Malacha. If you'll have 39 other times the Torah says Malacha, it's a Hezbollah that this Malacha doesn't mean Malacha. Like we'll soon see. It's a Machlaikis when it says Yosef, that Yosef went out to do the Malacha, it's a Machlaikis. What does the word Malacha mean? One man Yom says he managed to do his malacha. He went to do the malacha, and Stam she went and chapped him and was surveying him for his znus. Another pshat is no. By Yovai Habayt last malacha means he went inside to do znus, not really do the malacha. The Yosef went inside to do the znus. The lady got the dukna shoyakav. He saw his father. He stopped from the znus. So it's a shaila what the word malachto here means. So you want to know, does a malachto mean work mamish, and it's included in the 39 malachis, or 39 times? Or no, here malachto means nus, and it doesn't include. So he said, Poshut, take a Sefer Torah and see how many other times you have the word malachim. If you only have 38 other places, so you know this word here means malachto. Limni. So the more Mila Yama Rabba Babachon Amrav Yechinin Loi Zazu Mishoma Shavio Sefer Torah Monam. The Ad Shaila there, Rashi, about Zuz, the Ad Shaila, the Vav. Where it belongs in the Torah, is it a chassar, does it belong there or not? So the Gemara says there, take out a Sefer Torah and check it out and see. So you see, you can take a Sefer Torah and check it out, what's there or not. There also, if you have a suffix, what's the taich of this word malachtoi? Does it mean Yosef wants to do znus? Or Yosef wants to do malachim amish? Let's count how many other words of malachas you have. Omalei, ki komenei, that wouldn't be a riot. I know, Take, there are 39 other places that it says the word malachim. But one other place I also have a suffix. He says by Melechas HaMishkan, when they got finished, the Melacha was finished. So it's true. Now we have 40 times in Torah the word Melacha. The Melacha HaSadayim is one of them. And by Yosef, Vayobi Abayt Lassa Melachta is one of them. Now if you include both of them, you'll have 40. So obviously one of them does not mean the word Melacha. One of them here means something else, and one of them does mean Melacha. So what's the shaila about the second pasuk? V'yamloch oisadayim miminyanu. Does here the word mamish mean malacha? And this is included in the 39 memelo. So the one before that it says by Yosef does not mean malacha. V'ha command the yom alasay tzrochim nifnas. Oidilma v'yovei habayis alas malachtem miminyanu. Fakir. The one before, to do his malacha, that's included. V'ahai v'yamlocha oisadayim hochikomer. That is the supposed to care says in Shemois. V'yamlocha oisadayim doesn't mean malacha mamish, nochikomer. T'sholom layaviritot. It just means whatever they had to do got finished. But not that they did malacha, just whatever they had to do was finished. So these two words, malacha and mesupik, which one of them really mean malacha, and which one means something else, by tomorrow, by a teiku. But taka mesupik, what the first word, vayovai habayis lasam lachte, what does that mean? So tomorrow, Tanya, commandi yoma kineger avoidas hamishkan. There's something else. Let's see Rashi. Rashi mesum dechsev v'yamloch v'yisadayim. V'minyonin letarvayu, if you're going to recognize both these words, malacha, by Yosef, and by this last word, the malacha, v'yisadayim, heveyaboyim, you'll have 40 then. Umidit nanovas malachas aboyim chosaracha, since it only says there are 39 malachas, ikachad leim minyona. One of these malachas do not mean malacha. Ovahani trei, now one of these two malachas are lav davka. That was my something. I don't know which one of these two words malacha does mean malacha. That's what it says by Mishkan. Means mamish the malacha was finished. All the work they were doing for the Mishkan, they finished. Not less, not more than a tzurich. When we do the tassim, the sifra krashim, to make the ornaments for the krashim, lidei hayim radim, my son, the chaim tzavi shirias, everything was done. For abizoi, for high last malachtoi, then the word malachtoi that says by Yosef can mean the word malacha, because you have already 39 times the word malacha. The mafikum is saying, lamandiyam, masechta saitim. So abizoi, now it's a riot, lamandiyam, and saitim, it says, lasai srochav nichnas. Lishkavimo, that Yosef went into the house now, mamish tavs nus with her. So the pasuk says, vayovai habayit salasas mlachtoin, it doesn't mean his daily work, no, it means tavs nus. Elo shenirula demus diukta shalovim, he saw diukta of his father Yaakov, vayomaloi, asidim achicho lichtov, alav avnei eifoid, ritzoncho sheyimcho shemechim ibneyim, that there's going to be yudbei shvotim written on the eifoid, and your name, if you're going to have znus, now will be taken out of the eifoid. So that's why he stopped doing his nus. So this man the yama malacha here means nus, and the posik of malacha oisadayim, that means malacha. The idilma, the other side is no. Hi, last is malachta malacha mamish. Yosef went into the house to do malacha means mamish to do the daily work he went into. Or messiah le leidach. Behind malacha oisadayim, what does the posik by the mishkan mean? The malacha was finished. Lav malachi, not the work itself. Elikadamash makroh. Beyavoy is nedova. All the nedovas they gave was finished. Or command the yama shleim alayav vidatum. Whatever you have to do is finished. Meleches havo. Shlohoy yitzrichin, I don't have to bring anymore. Not doing malacha. It means all your ornaments, all the jewelry, the gold, the kesef, if you want to give in, we have enough of it already. Vechomidi the romile, the inchi, korule avidatum. Anything you have to do is called work. But it doesn't mean they finish their work. It means they finish the bringing of all the doves to the Mishkan. So that was his suffix here. Here is a suffix. Which one of these two malachas mean work, mamish? So the more about it. Take Matanya command the Yoma Kineged Avoides Hamishkan. I'll bring you my right, the man the Yoma that said that the Lama Tes Moloch is Kineged the Lama Tes Moloch is Yabba the Mishkan. The Tanya, Ein Chayov, and only Chayov by Shabbos, Ela al Moloch, Sheki Yoitsebo, Hoysa the Mishkan. Only on Sotsa Moloch that we found that Moloch by the Mishkan. Haim Zoru, they used to seed for the Mishkan, Vyatim let his rule. You're not allowed to seed on Shabbos. Rashi heim zoru v'kotzu samonim litzavoya tchelis. They planted the samonim, different spices, to be able to get dye from it, to dye the tchelis. V'oris elim v'tochnu v'loshu nami samonim. All these things they did with the samonim, with the spices. So they had to plant the spices. So we're not allowed to plant. Heim kotzu, they cut off what they planted. V'yatem latiksu, we're not allowed to cut off peiros from the tree on Shabbos. Heim helu esakroshim mikarkal agolim. They took the kroshim, the woods, from the Karkamis, from Rishus Rabim, La Gola to the Rishus Yochid. V'yatem us, Loitachnisu, Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yochid. We're not allowed to carry from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. You see, Claude, the Lama Tess and Loch is, well, what was done in the Mishkan, we can't do it now also. Hey, Maridu Esakroshim, Yagola Lekarkar, they took off the boards from the Rishus Yochid, the Wegin, to the Karkam Rishus Rabim. V'yatem us also, Loitetsiyum, Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabim. We're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos, from Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabim. Hey, Moitziyum, Yagola Lekarkar, they used to hand it, Leviyim, from one wagon to another wagon, v'yatem us loytaytziyum rishus yochid. We're not allowed to carry from one rishus yochid to another rishus yochid. So Churat Shver, there's no Mulacha Diraita. It's only Midirabbanan you can't carry for one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. That's one in Erevin. But Midiraita, there's no Issa to carry for one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. For the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, my Kovit. What's the Yab Mulacha carrying from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah? There's no Issa Midiraita. And the Gemara, Abayib Rabbi, Dharma Tavayu, Vitaimer Ravada Barava, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Derech Rosh Hashanah. When he used to carry from one wagon to another wagon, in between the wagons had a din Rishus Rabin. So that's called Moshit. And not let a hand from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid through Rishus Rabin. That's called the Melechus of Moshit. We'll see later on in the Perek HaZorik exactly what the Tanoim need for Moshit. But if you hand it, I call upon him, from one person to another person, from Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid through the Rishus Rabin, that's also Melechus that was done in the Mishkan and Yechai Fashab. So the right that the Melechus of Mishkan had done to the Mishkan. The Melechus of the Shabbos, you learn out from the Mishkan. Right. The Gizei Tzemer V'yei Metalkim. The Mishnah says you'll have to make Hatzimonah with Gizei Tzemer pieces of wool. His wool is only a substance that just retains the heat, but it's not Moisef Hevel. If you cover up your soup pot with wool, it's mutter to cover up before Shabbos because it's not Moisef Hevel. But V'nes Begin is still Muksa. V'yei Metalkim. Omar Rova. Only if you didn't make hatmona with this wool, you were miyachet for hatmona. Avol tomen ben, but if you use the wool before Shabbos to make the hatmona to wrap it around the pot, is matal lenoison. He holds then it's not muksa. Is that the Mishnah says wool is muksa? It's only stam wool on the side you didn't use yet. But if you use it now to wrap around your pot, so you miyachet for new use of hatmona, so rather then it's mutter to do a touch on Shabbos. Eisv the Markasha, Eisv Umar Rabbonin, Rabbi Yumi, L'Rava. It says in the Mishnah, Toim Nimigizei Tzemer. It says the Farish in the Mishnah, you're allowed to make Hatmona with the wool. That means you're allowed to put the wool around the pot, around your kli, before Shabbos. Still, V'yem Atatul Noisoi. Still it says, Kula, on this Shabbos that you made the Hatmona, you can't touch it. You see, Kula Smuksa. Even though you use now this wool to make Hatmona, we don't say, like we had the Gemara before, we don't say you Meyachid now the wool to always use for Hatmona. It's too expensive for that. And wool is too precious. I've rather use it to Shabbos, you have nothing else. But we say right after Shabbos, you're going to again take this wool and use it to make the Godim with. So even though you use it made Hatmona, it's still Muksa. A Farish and Mishnah. It says, Klor, claim the Megizei Tzemer of the Yain Metalton Noisan. You're not allowed to touch it. So how could you say, once you use it, it's not called Muksa? Ketzer Vois, the Mishnah says, what do you have to do now? If you put the wool around your soup pot, how do you eat the soup on Shabbos? Is Noitles Akisui, you have to grab a hold of the Kisui in a place where there's no wool there. Vein Noitles. And you pick up the Kisui, it's called Tiltum and Atzan, and the wool falls off it. But you see, the wool itself is Muksa. Trashy Noitles Akisui, Alma Bahanef to Tomin, even though you use the wool now to make Katamona put around your pot, Nami Kostel Tatule. Still we say it's to make Katamona, to make a Tilta with it. Eloi De Kisui. The only answer is to touch that's called Tiltum and Atzan. You have to pick up the cover of the pot. The cover is not muksa. Now, by picking up the cover, then the wool falls off by itself. But to touch the wool itself about it is muksa. Elazat Gemara Yitmachitm. If you meant to say aloha about the wool, this is aloha. Omar Rova. When do we say the wool is still called muksa? If you didn't set it aside, then from now on you can use it for atmona. If you set it aside, yadaf, before Shabbos, you're going to use this wool now to cover up pots. Metalton noisan, them shita has the shame kli, and it's allowed to touch it. Then on Shabbos, then it's not called muksa. Drasha yachton latmon liyolam. Drasha chiddush. And yichud means loyolam. As far as you're concerned now, this wool has no other use for you. You're not going to use the wool to make clothing anymore. You're going to miyachad this wool loyolam to use for atmonim. So the wool now gets a shame kli. It's usable to cover up the pot of soup for you. Therefore, it's mutter. Itmanami, Kiyosi Rovin Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Asi Ben Shol, Omer Rebbe, Loishonu Elosh Loyachtin Latmona. When does the Mishnah say this wool, even though you use it for Atmona, it still remain Muksa, if you didn't set it aside for that purpose? Avo Yachtin Latmona, if you set it aside for the purpose of making Atmona with this wool, his Matat Lenoison. Then the wool is not Muksa, and you're allowed to use it. Shrashi, Ravina, that's right. Ravina, Omer Ravina says, Bishal Hefsik Shonu. I'll tell you, no, there's no stira. The really Gizei Tzemer itself is not muksa. Even if you didn't make Hatmona, still it's not muksa. But the Mishnah that says it's muksa, talking about Bishal Hefsik Shonu. Hefsik is different. That wool is muksa. The Drashi Ravinama, Liyerlam Kidagama Rava, could be like Rava says, in Taman Ben Mutter, if you made Hatmana with it once, even though you weren't Miyachet for this purpose, but since you used the wool once to use it for Hatmana wrap around your pot, automatically the wool is not Muxer anymore. Is Mutla Tautlon, the command the Yachtan Lahochi, his wool is not that Choshev, if you use it one time, it's considered as if it's set aside not to be used for other purposes than sowing the Godim, it's used for Hatmana, to cover a Kli. The Rava, Lava Masnissen Kor, Rava's not going on our Mishnah. The Masnissen, now that our Mishnah says, even though you made Hatmana, you used the wool to cover the Kli, still it's Muksa. Our Mishnah is talking about a special type of wool, the Gizan Shel Hefsik, the Vade Osir Liachzirin Misham Liachtan Lakach. This type of wool, Hefsik, Yizich is going to use later to make begodim with. It's too choshev to use just to wrap around like a shmata, to wrap around the pot. It's Zich is the Muksa. What is Hefsik, Jerashi? Marocha, long sheet. Gedoyla, Sha'archin Omashivin Laktsoysin Leschayra. A long sheet of wool that's aiming to set aside to sell. It's not much worth $100. So this choshev, a piece of wool, even though this Shabbos you use it for atmana, you use it for shmata to wrap around your pot, the zicha svar, you're not going to keep it that way. Zicha after Shabbos, you'll take it right back again and use this choshev of wool. But it's only called hefsik, a long strip of wool that's very choshev. The Rashi says, the schorish occur in tash, bein shal begodim, bein shal tzemer, bein shal chagov and bosom luach. It's a very big piece. A very big piece is choshev, that remains muksum. But if it's not a very big piece of wool, Abi used it one time for atmonim, since it's not so choshev, it remains a shame kli on it, and it's not called muksum. Ratanya nam yochi have a raya for this. Gizei tzemer, shel hefsik. Or if you have pieces of wool, dafka shel hefsik, this long piece of wool, then the locher is ein metautle noison. Then you can't be metautle. Or the miskino balabayas l'shtamish ben, but the balabos made this long piece of wool, he was masakin it, he made something into it, that now could be used the way it is, he's going to use it as a shmato, use it as a pillow, he made it to be used for something, then metautle noison. Then a vadi lada use it. It's not aimed anymore to make the godin with, to sew it up, to make it beggar with. It's aimed the balabos made it for new use. He's going to use this wool now to sit on, to do things with it. So Varadan has a shame kli, it's not called muksa. But you have a raya though that what's the muksa of tzemer? Only this big chush of a tzemer called a hefsik. Trashi. Tona. Rabba Bar Bachona. Kai made the Rav. Rabba Bachona said a look in front of Rav. Charuya Shodekel. Charuya Shodekel, that's palm trees. The branches are lulips. A little of it is called Haruya Shadekel. Shrashi Anovim Koshim, the hard leaves of a palm tree. Kates, it's very like, it's like an eight, like a piece of wood. Kishukshu, Shedora Shalulavim, the Shedra, the middle part of the lulav. Vinoflu Olin Shalahen, Korulen Haruyas. Now when the lulav opens up and it becomes spread apart, the leaves that come apart, that's called the Haruyas. So Haruya Shadekel, it's a lulav that fell off a tree. Shegoidrin Leitzim, if you collected them to use for wood, easy when you cut down the lulus. Rosh, you collected them together. If you collected them for wood, leitzim, and usually leitzim means to burn. You have to have fire. So you collected this wood to use for firewood. So that's muksa. Since you can't burn on Shabbos, if you have the lulus, that's miyuchet, to use for firewood, it's muksa on Shabbos. Now you decided to use it to sit on. You decided to use that for your chair. Is alochot sarach likshir. It doesn't help Friday. You had das now to use this lulav for chair. Just with das alone is not enough. Since matchila, when you cut them down, you had das to use it for firewood, it was chal din muksar on it. To get the din muksar off, it's not enough chen machshavam, you have to do a maisa. Sarach likshir. You have to tie them together. Shrashi sarach likshir, lekoshram yachin aboy yoin. Friday, you have to tie the leaves together, loichia, to do a maitza, to show us, shel yeshiv oimdim, that now these lulavs are oimed to sit on. V'yim loikoshim, if you didn't do a maitza of tying them up before Shabbos, yachad, osla tautlum, lomochor, loiheve yichad machshava. He holds time setting something aside with your machshava, that's not enough. It's only enough if you do a maitza to it. V'yab shivim gamlielai men nain, ein tzorach likshir. Nain, he holds, you don't have to make a maitza. Abiyah had das before Shabbos. This lulav, these are branches, you don't want to use anymore for firewood. You want to use it now on Shabbos to sit on. With machshav alone, you make it ois muksa. It's enough just to have das to use it. Trashi, akol pish lechishav aleim. That's right. In kashim. The Marhu Tani Lavu Amulo. Halacha Kershim Megamliel. That we pass like a Shim Megamliel. So you don't have to do a Maisa. Havi you have a Machshava to Miyachrit for the purpose of use is not called Muksa. That's why before also this Temer was saying Temer. Havi you set it aside to use for Atmana. It's not called Muksa. Even though you didn't do a Maisa Atmana yet, just as you Miyachrit for Atmana, it's enough. Like Rav Shimon Gamliel, you don't have to do a ma'isa. Avi yehadas to miyachid here the leaves to sit on, or before the wool also to use for a type of a kli the way it is. It's not called muksa anymore. Itma Rav Amar Kosher. Rav holds no, you have to tie it up. This lulavs, it's not enough to have das before Shabbos. You have to do a ma'isa to it. Shmuel Amar Kosher. Shmuel says no, it's not machshava. Avi before Shabbos yehadas to use the lulavs. It's called the kli. It's not muksa. Rabasi Yomar Yoshev, if you sat on them before Shabbos, Afal Pishle Kishir. Even though you didn't tie it up, or you didn't even have Machshava to be Miyachrit Loilum, Abi you sat on it one time, that's enough. So the more Bishle Mirav, Hudiyom Katanakama. Rav says what, you have to tie it up, that's like the Tanakama we had before. That when is the Charuyas, the leaves, Ois Muksa, only if you did a Maisa to it. Without a Maisa, still remains Muksa. Oh, Shmuel that says Chishev, if you just think about it, Nami Hud Yomek Hashem Gamliel. He also has a Tana. Hashem Gamliel says, even though you didn't tie off the leaves, I be you thought about it before Shabbos and sit on it, that's enough. El Rabasi Yomek Kaman. Where does Rabasi have his new Shita? Rabasi knows what happened there. These leaves, these branches that fell off the tree. Metchili, you collected the branches to use for firewood. As firewood is Muksa. Now, you weren't Miyachrit yet to use it now only for Yeshiva. You didn't have so much dust. Yeah, and you didn't tie it up. Now what did you do? You just sat down one time. Before Shabbos, once you sat down on it. Who such as a straw like that? The fact you sat down once makes it a muksa. You sat down once, good. You'll get up, and later you'll start burning with it again. So it's still called the klisha. I mean, liyisr. Who says this makes it a muksa? And the Gemara, who do yom ha-kaitana? He has a time like that also. The Tanya. Yoitzen bitkurin uvetzipe. You're allowed to walk out with these type of bandages. You're allowed to walk out with them on Shabbos. So Rashi, the kurin pishtin sara, combed out flax, shenois nalamaka, used to put up to have a wound. So instead of a band-aid, you put this flax on top of the wound. Rels betzipet semer, type of wool. Menufa, it's also combed out wool. Hanit nalamaka, you have a wound, you put this on top of the maka. Is you allowed to go out with them on Shabbos? Bizman shetzof and b'shemen. If you put oil into it before Shabbos, then it's mutter. Since you put shemen in this flax, you show this flax now is aimed to be used for this makeh. Put on top of the makeh b'Shabbos. Now I, Rashi Bavorns, you can't do refuah on Shabbos. Rashi loves refuah ninu. This bandage is not for refuah. It's just to protect the makeh that your clothing shouldn't hit it. That's the effort to put a bandaid on Shabbos. You're not healing the wound. You're just protecting it that nothing should hit the wound. That's not called refuah. That's my kosei. Vevel like a malbush. And a blaze like a malbush. A bandaid like a malbush. The alma. Avoloit sovim b'shem. If you didn't dip it into oil before Shabbos, the lav malbush nenu, it's a piece of flax, a piece of wool. It's not called a malbush yet. Heavily masu v'yeng yitzibu ishas rabin. Since it's called a piece of flax, it's not a malbush, it's not a beggin, you're not allowed to put it on yourself on Shabbos. You stand, throw some wool over you on Shabbos and walk outside, you'll be chayiv. It's called a ma'isoit so, it's not called a beggin. But here, if you put oil into this wool, you made it goli dat, you want to use it for a beggin. The korchon b'mashich was tied around with a string. Lights of Meshem, you didn't dip it into oil. But like Koch Meshich, you didn't tie it around with a piece of string. And Yotzim Behem. V'yim Yotzim Behem Shoachas and Bajoyim. But Lui Tzuyi, without doing these, dipping it into oil, or without putting a string around this piece of flax or wool, you used it one time, you used it as a band-aid one time, you went outside with it. Afal Pisha, Lights of a, V'loi Koch Meshich, Mutta Lotzis Behem. You see this Shita. Even though you didn't have das to miyachid lekach, you didn't dip it into oil, or you didn't tie it around with a mashiach yet, but Avi used it one time in the weekday as this purpose of protecting your wound, automatically gets the shame begged by using it one time, the muksa goes off, you're allowed to use it. So Rav Asi calls it this mandiyama the biggest kula. You don't have to do a maisa, you don't have to be miyachid loilam, Avi used it for your own purpose one time in the middle of the weekday, that makes it a muksa. Halacha we'll speak about tomorrow, exactly how we pass it, we'll see.